Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Scott Yeager of the NCBA's D.C. office. Back with Scott in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players of the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376. As the agricultural community continues to wait on a Senate vote for Scott Pruitt to become the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, they're hopeful that Mr. Pruitt, once he is confirmed, will be tackling WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. Rule of EPA, and the Army Corps of Engineers very quickly. But Scott Yeager, Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says they're working on WOTUS not just through the administration, but also through the judicial and legislative branches as well.
So there's different ways to get at WOTUS, and we're taking every path to do that. So we're suing the agencies through the courts. We're lobbying Congress to do legislation to define WOTUS and replace the WOTUS rule. And then we're also working with the administration. And so that's the last one is the big change here. With the Trump administration, he's made it a public campaign promise that he would actually repeal WOTUS and fix it. And that was on his transition team website, and it is still an issue that his transition EPA transition team have stated they want to fix. So our role is to engage the new leadership at EPA to make sure that they can do that. What we want the EPA to do is we want Pruitt to get confirmed as quickly as possible, and we want leadership to be appointed throughout the agency as quickly as possible so they can re-examine the WOTUS rule, and then ultimately they could decide to withdraw it through a federal rulemaking process. So there's a path forward there, but it's going to be a long path because when they do withdraw it, if they do that, all the environmental groups are going to sue them on that withdrawal as arbitrary and capricious under the Administrative Procedure Act.
On the legislative side of things, could Congress help this whole process along quite a bit if they did some sort of a rollback, or can they step in aggressively enough to make a difference?
So Congress has tried, and we encourage Congress to continue trying. But if we look at S-1140 and H-R-1732 that were the House and the Senate's vehicles for fixing WOTUS, House passed their legislation. The Senate couldn't, so everything gets hung up in the Senate. We failed to get 60 votes there. We were short 3 votes, so which means we had 4 Democrats that sided with us, but we just couldn't get enough to pass it. That dynamic hasn't changed all that much. So it's the same situation we're going to be running into in the 115th Congress. Is it's going to get held up in the Senate. And that's not to say we shouldn't have Congress trying to work on this issue because it's important to our members. But if I were to prognosticate what would happen if a new piece of legislation came down the pike, I would say it's probably going to get stuck in the Senate.
End of the day, administration is the key, you think, even more so than the courts?
I think they work in tandem. The quicker the administration can move to re-examine the WOTUS rule, the faster we'll have a solution that works for our members. And if we can move on that quickly, that means that we can then extinguish the litigation and let the administration fix it that way, administratively.
The game plan for ending WOTUS. Scott Yeager of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. One other thing that we've talked with Scott about was the concept that a lot of environmental activist groups have used very successfully in dealing with EPA and other federal agencies as well, something that has been called sue and settle.
I guess what one of the tools, obviously, that the Obama administration had used in recent years was the sue and settle concept. And we saw a lot of that, I know, on various rules, including several within your purview of EPA.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, the agency, EPA and others, are driven by litigation. Everything they do at the staff level is driven by litigation and then settlements that they engage with these groups to make the litigations go away. So we need to change that culture at EPA. I think the new administration has an opportunity to change that culture. With Pruitt leading the EPA and with the leadership that he'll appoint, they can start working on that and changing that dynamic. And it gets down to not making bad deals with environmental groups that are using litigation as a strategy to drive a political agenda.
NCBA Scott Yeager. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.